The waiting is always the hardest part. For Logan Johns of the Morrison FFA chapter, he's now in a mode of waiting for Saturday afternoon. He's one of the national officer candidates at this year's 2015 National FFA Convention here in Louisville. He made the 50% cut on Tuesday night, and now all that remains is to wait to see if his name is called on Saturday afternoon as this convention winds down. We had the opportunity to visit with him on Wednesday evening as he's wrapping up the activities associated with the national officer selection process. Let's talk about the national officer experience. You've gone through as one of the candidates representing Oklahoma for national office for 2015-2016. What got you interested, Logan, in actually, you know, being the Oklahoma representative?
So, I've been involved with the FFA ever since I was an eighth grader. I can remember walking into my first, agriculture education course, and it was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. And that kind of inspired me, through my involvement in the FFA and whenever I was in high school. That inspired me to run for state office, and by the grace of God, I was elected. And by far one of the best years I've ever had. I loved it. I love my teammates that I served with. And, and then after that, I didn't feel like I was done. I knew that there was something else out there for me. I knew that the FFA was still calling my name, that was where I wanted to be. And so I turned in an application, got my American degree, and here I am going through the process.
Now, you've actually made the first cut, which is the only cut that they actually make. And so, walk us through getting to that cut, making it, and now, what's actually been left.
So, it's a long week. I got here on Saturday, and we started Sunday morning at 7:30, and we had a banquet, and they kind of introduced everything to us, and we had our first personal round. And what that was is it was just a six-minute round with the nomination committee members, and that was all we did on Sunday. So it was a good day. And then on Monday, we did our one-on-one rounds, which is based on the competencies that we're supposed to know before we get to convention. And then that evening, we had another round where we just kind of took a test, a 60-question test, 20 questions over agriculture education, 20 questions over general agriculture, and 20 questions over the FFA. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the test was a written exercise where we were given a prompt and had to respond with some sort of a blog or an article that we would write for that scenario. And so that was what we did on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we had just another round of interviews that we went through and got to experience that whole thing. And it was kind of an intimidating day. I mean, we got to deliver some key points on agriculture in our stand and deliver, and got to talk about issues that are facing American agriculture and what needs to be done about that. And it was a good experience. And then that night, we waited long enough. We were ready. And about 8:30 last night, we got our envelopes and went to a safe spot with our support team and opened the envelope. And there it said, "Congratulations, you've made it past the 50% cut."
Yeah. You're down to that. Obviously, they're just shuffling around trying to figure out what works for a team as far as the six members. So they're messing with all the pieces of the puzzle and everything. You said there's a lot of ladies, a lot of females in this 50% that's left.
There are. I think someone told me that there's 17 females that are in it. I mean, and that's awesome. I mean, that just goes to show you that the competition's stiff. The guys just, weren't quite at the level that all the women were, and that's fine. It kind of scares me a little bit. I mean, I hope that I'm on the right level with the women, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll get put on a team with mostly girls, and maybe I'll go home and it'll be a team of all girls. You never know what'll happen.
out of all of this, you've learned, you said a lot about yourself, and what you get ready to either hear your name or not. What's FFA really meant to you, over this time period, but really over the entire FFA career?
FFA has really been my my support system. When I was a seventh grader, my parents split up. I had some family issues that I was going through, and I needed something to be my backbone, to be the thing that supported me through everything. And I knew that it was the FFA the second I got involved. You know, whenever I was having problems with something, I knew that, this was the safe place I could turn to. And, you know, getting to serve as a national officer, that's the best way I can provide that kind of environment for other students out there who are like me. And, you know, that's what I've been telling the nomination committee this week is, you know, there's plenty of students out there who are like me that have come from difficult backgrounds, that have come from families being split up, and you know, those are the people that I really think that I can relate to, and I can help with this organization to better provide them the support system that they need.
Former State Officer Logan Johns now in the hunt for a national office here at this 2015 National FFA Convention in Louisville. Our coverage is service of ITC. We're your energy superhighway. And also, we appreciate the support of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and Oklahoma FFA Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.